Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman, member by Ram Golder, and today Masechus Vachim, Daf Tzadidal, the 11th Parak, Dam Chatas. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in Mishnah on the previous Daf, Yehuda said that if Chatas blood spattered onto animal hide, Mishahupshat, after it was skinned, it requires kibbutz, but Rabbi Elazar disagrees. In a brice, Rabbi Yehuda darshans to include anything similar to a beged, a garment which is ruli l'kabel tumah. It's fit to contract tumah, meaning even if it's not currently susceptible to tumah, it will be if he decides to use it as is. Therefore, skinned ore must be laundered since it can contract tumah if the owner decides to use it as is. Elazar darshans that it must be like a beged which is currently susceptible to tumah, whereas skinned ore is not. Three examples are given of garments which have the potential to be makabel tumah. Number one, a cloth similar than 3 finger breadths square. The boy chashiv aleha, for if he wants, he can decide to use it now as a patch. Number two, a garment one decided to embroider, which would be makabel tumah if he changes his mind. And number three, utzpah, a spread intended for eating and sleeping, which he decided to trim, would be makabel tumah if he changes his mind. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that ore is subject to the law of kibbutz, indicating that leather is a launderable material. However, a Mishnah teaches that although filth may only be wiped off from a cloth pillow on Shabbos without water, which otherwise would constitute laundering, but if the pillow was leather, he may pour water on it until it disappears. This proves that leather is not subject to laundering. Rapop explains that this reflects the Malchokas Tanaim in a brisa where the Rabbanim say Chata's blood is scraped off of leather, while Acherim say it must be laundered. Rava objects that a pasuk discusses laundering saras from leather, and therefore concludes that our mission discusses rocking, soft leathers which can be laundered, and the Malchokas refers to hard leathers. He later explains that the pasuk can include hard leathers because the tzaras softens it. However, since the Mishnah permitted pouring water on leather pillows, Rava adds, kol kibbutz delesle kiskus loshme kibbutz, any laundering which does not include rubbing is not considered laundering. That which Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said, that many times I would stand before Rav and I would rinse his shoes with water on Shabbos, implying that rubbing was not permitted, was either about soft leathers and follows all opinions, or about hard leather and follows the opinion of Acherim. And point number three, Rabbi said that any kibbutz without kiskus, rubbing, is not considered kibbutz. The Gemara asks, Ihachi Beganami, if so, it should also be permitted to pour water on a cloth pillow. Yet the Mishnah in Shabbos prohibits it. It answers, Beged Shriyaso Zeh Kibbutzo, for cloth, its wetting is its laundering, and it's prohibited even without rubbing. Rav is following his opinion elsewhere. Zark Sudu Lamayim Chayiv, if one threw a kerchief into water on Shabbos, he's liable for laundering. He also said, Zark Pishnu Lamayim Chayiv, if one threw flax seeds into water on Shabbos, he's Chayiv. The Gemara explains that this second ruling is not because it's considered planting, since he specified flax seeds and not wheat and barley. Rather, because flax seeds emit riri, secretions, which bond them together into a mass, he's chai for alisha, kneading. So once again, the 3 points are number one. In a mission on the previous daf, Yehuda said that if chata's blood spattered onto animal hide, mishahupshat, after it was skinned, it requires kibbutz, but Rabbi Elazar disagrees. In a brice, Rabbi Yehuda darshans to include anything similar to a beged, a garment which is ruli l'kabel tumah. It's fit to contract tumah, meaning even if it's not currently susceptible to tumah, it will be if he decides to use it as is. Therefore, skinned ore must be laundered since it can contract tumah if the owner decides to use it as is. Elazar darshans that it must be like a beged which is currently susceptible to tumah, whereas skinned ore is not. Three examples are given of garments which have the potential to be makabel tumah. Number one, a cloth similar than 3 finger breadths square. The boy chashiv aleha, for if he wants, he can decide to use it now as a patch. Number two, a garment one decided to embroider, which would be makabel tumah if he changes his mind. And number three, utzpah, a spread intended for eating and sleeping, which he decided to trim, would be makabel tumah if he changes his mind. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that ore is subject to the law of kibbutz, indicating that leather is a launderable material. However, a Mishnah teaches that although filth may only be wiped off from a cloth pillow on Shabbos without water, which otherwise would constitute laundering, but if the pillow was leather, he may pour water on it until it disappears. This proves that leather is not subject to laundering. Rapop explains that this reflects the Malchokas Tanaim in a brisa where the Rabbanim say Chata's blood is scraped off of leather, while Acherim say it must be laundered. Rava objects that a pasuk discusses laundering saras from leather, and therefore concludes that our mission discusses rocking, soft leathers which can be laundered, and the Malchokas refers to hard leathers. He later explains that the pasuk can include hard leathers because the tzaras softens it. However, since the Mishnah permitted pouring water on leather pillows, Rava adds, kol kibus delesle kiskus loshme kibus, any laundering which does not include rubbing is not considered laundering. That which Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said, that many times I would stand before Rav and I would rinse his shoes with water on Shabbos, implying that rubbing was not permitted, was either about soft leathers and follows all opinions, or about hard leather and follows the opinion of Acherim. And point number three, Rabbi said that any kibbutz without kiskus, rubbing, is not considered kibbutz. The Gemara asks, Ihachi Beganami, if so, it should also be permitted to pour water on a cloth pillow. Yet the Mishnah in Shabbos prohibits it. It answers, baggage shriya so ze kibuso, for cloth, its wetting is its laundering, and it's prohibited even without rubbing. Rav is following his opinion elsewhere. Zark sudu lamayim chayiv, if one threw a kerchief into water on Shabbos, he's liable for laundering. He also said, zark pishnu lamayim chayiv, if one threw flax seeds into water on Shabbos, he's chayiv. The Gemara explains that this second ruling is not because it's considered planting, since he specified flax seeds and not wheat and barley. Rather, because flax seeds emit riri, secretions, which bond them together into a mass, he's chai for alisha, kneading. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Tzadi Dalet, and a standard siman is a hunter. A hunter, so here goes. The hunter wearing leather garments he made from the animal hide he laundered after it had been spattered from the blood of a chatas, took great pride in his hard leather pillow he could wash on Shabbos by pouring water on it, after he was told that pouring water on a cloth pillow is its kibbutz, even without rubbing. Once again, slow motion. The hunter, that must mean one daf tzadi dalad, tzad. The hunter wearing leather garments he made from the animal hide he laundered after it had been spattered from the blood of a chatas, which reminds us, in the Mishnah on the previous daf, Rabbi Yehuda said that if chatas blood spattered onto animal hide mishahupshat, after it was skinned, it requires kibbutz, but Rabbi Lazar disagrees. And a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda darshins include anything similar to a bagot, a garment, which is ruil kabel tuma. It's fit to be makabel tuma, even if it's not currently susceptible to tuma. It will be if he decides to use it as is. Therefore, skinned or must be laundered, since it can contract tuma if the owner decides to use it as is. For Belazar darshins, then it must be like a begat, which is currently susceptible to tumah, whereas skinned or is not. So the hunter wearing leather garments he made from the animal hide he laundered after it had been spattered from the blood of a chatas took great pride in his hard leather pillow he could wash on Shabbos by pouring water on it, which reminds us, a mishnah permitted pouring water on a hard leather pillow on Shabbos. Rav explained, kol kibbutz delesle kiskus loshme kibbutz, any laundering which does not include rubbing is not considered laundering. So the hunter wearing leather garments he made from the animal hide he laundered after it had been spattered from the blood of a chatas took great pride in his hard leather pillow he could wash on Shabbos by pouring water on it, after he was told that pouring water on a cloth pillow is its kibbutz, even without rubbing. Which reminds us, Rava said that any kibbutz without kiskus, rubbing, is not kibbutz. The Gemara asks, Ihaki Beganami, if so, it should also be permitted to pour water on a cloth pillow, yet the Mishnah Shabbos prohibits it. It answers that for cloth, its wetting is its laundering, and is prohibited even without rubbing. So once again, the hunter wearing leather garments he made from the animal hide he laundered after it had been spattered from the blood of a chatas took great pride in his hard leather pillow he could wash on Shabbos by pouring water on it, after he was told that pouring water on a cloth pillow is its kibbutz, even without rubbing. All right, so now it's time for four Blatbach Hazara. Daf Tzadi. So the Simmer Daf Tzadi is at Stucka Box. So here goes. At the Stucka Box, that must be on Daf Tzadi. At the Stucka Box outside the Azara, where Emurim of Kachim Kalim were taken before the Zrikas Adam was done, which reminds us, the Gemara suggests that Ravina Bar Shila's ruling that Emurim of Kachim Kalim, which left the Azara before Zrika, are invalidated, is a Malchokas Tanaim. In a Brice, where Beliezer says that such Emurim are not subject to Me'ila even after Zrika, which usually makes Emurim subject to Me'ila, and one is not Chayev for eating them as Pigal Noser or Waltame, since the Zrika was not effective for them. Rav Akiva says they are subject to Me'ila, and one is chayv for eating them as Pigal Noser or Wal Tame. So at the Stucka Box outside the Azor, where a Murim of Kachim Kalim were taken before the Zrikas Adam was done. Achat HaZahov dropped in a coin in the pushka first, followed by an Olah Lamb, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that Achat HaZahov precedes an Olah HaZahov. A braisa darshens a pasuk about Achat HaZahov and Olah HaZahov being brought in place of one Chatas Behema. Vehikriv HaSesher Achatas Rishona, and he shall offer the one which is Achatas first. Since another pasuk already says the Olah is brought second, why does this pasuk mention to bring the Achatas first? Rather, this creates a source for all chatos that they precede the ola which accompany them. This applies for a bird chatos to precede a bird ola, or for an animal chatos to precede an animal ola, and even a chatos ha'ov to precede an ola's behema, despite the general rule that an animal is brought before an oaf. So at that stucco box outside the Azor, where a murim of kachim kalim were taken, before the zrikas adam was done, Achat HaZahov dropped in a coin in the pushka first, followed by an Olah lamb, followed by a Kohen chef who prepared the karbonis, however the Kohanim preferred them, whether roasted or cooked, which reminds us, the Kohanim may eat kachim meat however they like, whether roasted, overcooked, or cooked, and Rav Shimon permits adding spices of truma. Rav Meir prohibits adding spices of truma, shol yavia truma lidei psul, so that he should not bring tuma to a disqualification, meaning when the time limit for the kachim passes. Daf Tzadi Off. So the simon Daf Tzadi Off is an exit sign. So here goes. The Kohen carrying Chatas Bud and Obud, who cannot decide whether to go through the tighter exit, that must be on Daf Tzadi Off, exit sign, Yitzia. The Kohen carrying Chatas Bud and Obud, who cannot decide whether to go through the Tadir exit or the Mekudesh exit, to go to the Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Tadir Mekudesh Eiz Mehem Kodem, between one item which is more frequent and one which is more sacred, which takes precedence? For example, would Zrika of the Tamid's blood precede the blood of a Chatas since it's Tadir, or would the Chatas's blood take precedence since it's Mekudesh? So the Kohen carrying Chatas blood and Olah blood, who cannot decide whether to go through the Tadir exit or the Mekudesh exit to go to the Mizbeach, look through the exits to see a Kohen bringing a komitz of Nadava oil onto the Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas of oil can be donated as an offering, and then what is done with the Shemen offering. So the Kohen carrying Chatas blood and Olah blood, who cannot decide whether to go through the Tadir exit or the Mekudesh exit to go to the Mizbeach, look through the exits to see a Kohen bringing a komitz of Nadava oil onto the Mizbeach, while his friend sprinkled some Nadava wine onto the fire, which reminds us, Shmuel says, Hamasnadiv Yain may be Mizalf al Gabay Ishim. One who donates wine as an offering brings it and the Kohen sprinkles it onto the Mizbeach's fires. The Gemara objects that he'll invariably extinguish the fire, which is forbidden. It first answers, Kibu b'miksas woshme kibui. Partial extinguishing is not called extinguishing and is not prohibited. The Gemara objects, Rabba Bravua said that one who removes a single coal from the Mizbeach and extinguishes it is liable. It first answers the cases where there is only one coal, whereby he completely extinguishes the fire. Alternatively, Shmuel's reasoning is, Kibui de mitzvah shiny. Extinguishing the Mizbeach fires is different and is permitted. Daf Tzadi Beis. So the simmer Daf Tzadi Beis is a tzav, a turtle. So here goes. The cone with a turtle-shaped stain. Turtle? That must be more on Daf Tzadi Beis. Tzav. The cone with a turtle-shaped stain on his beggar from the blood of a chatas, who is on his way to launder it, which reminds us, the 11th parak begins, Dam chatas shenitas al beged. If blood of a chatas spattered on a garment, harzet taun kibus, then this garment requires laundering. Although the pasuk only discusses nechalos, chatos which are eaten, the law applies to pinimios, inner chatos which are burned as well, because Torah sachatas, the law of the chatas teaches, Torah achas lakol chatos, there is one law for all chatos. So, the Kohen with the turtle-shaped stain on his beged from the blood of a chatas, who was on his way to launder it, got distracted as he noticed a turtle carrying a chatas off into the heichal with the blood still on its neck, like a klisharis, which reminds us, Rabbi Avin asked, what's the halach of a bird chatas whose blood one brought into the heichal what was still in its neck? He explains that since birds have no kabbalas adam, and the blood is applied directly from its neck, is its neck like a klesharis, so its blood is invalidated by entering the heichal like blood of an animal chatas whose blood was brought into the heichal in a klesharis, or dilma, or perhaps the bird's neck is like an animal's neck, about which we darshan that midama amrachmana v'obsara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said from its blood, not from its meat, that its blood is not disqualified when it's brought into the heichal while inside the animal's neck. An attempt to resolve this inquiry is deflected. So the Kohen with the troll-shaped stain on his beggar from the blood of a chatas, who was on his way to launder it, got distracted as he noticed a turtle carrying a chatas off into the heichal with the blood still on his neck, like a klisharis, and didn't see that he was going to bump into a Kohen crouching down and gathering blood from the floor that had spilled from the neck of another Chataza Ov, which reminds us, Rabbi Yavin asks another question. If blood spilled from the neck of a Chataza Ov onto the floor of the Azara, and one gathered it, what is the halacha regarding sprinkling this blood? Do we say Hashem merely did not require a Kli Sharis for the blood of a Chataza Ov, so he may gather the blood from the floor and remains valid for Hazah? Or perhaps Hashem disqualified using a Kli Sharis for the blood of a Chataza Ov, and instead required applying its blood directly from its neck, in which case blood which spilled onto the Azara floor would be disqualified. Daf Tzadi Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. When the conductor of a children's train chugging along, that must move on Daf Tzadi Gimel. When the conductor of a children's train chugging along giving tours of the base of Migdash realized the mechatas he was carrying became tame and didn't know if it could still be used, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas, if mechatas becomes tame, is it able to be matahir? So when the conductor of a children's train chugging along giving tours of the base of Migdash realized the mechatas he was carrying became tame and didn't know if it could still be used, he slammed on the brakes, scaring a kohen shechting an animal who got blood on his clothing that would not require a kibbutz, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nitas min hatzavar al habeged. If the blood spattered directly from the animal's neck onto the beged without kabbalas adam, it does not require a kibbutz. And we learn that kibbutz laundering is only required for blood which was received in a kli and is fit for sprinkling. So when the conductor of a children's train chugging along, giving tours of the base of Migdash, realized the mechatas he was carrying became tame and didn't know if it could still be used, he slammed on the brakes, scaring a kohen shechting an animal who got blood on his clothing that would not require a kibbutz. While another kohen caught the rest of the blood in two kalim, each catching less than the shir hazah, which cannot be used. Which reminds us, the Gemara says the Mishnah's requirement of ruyu hazah excludes kibo pachas mekadei hazoi bechlizeh upachas mekadei hazoi bechlizeh, a case where he received less than the shear needed for sprinkling in one kli and less than the amount needed for sprinkling in another kli, teaching that the blood in these two kelim are invalid and cannot be combined for hazah. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you learn about the requirement to launder garments onto which blood of a chatas spattered? That's on daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you have in whether the Imurim of Kachim Kalim, which left the Azor before Zrika, are invalidated? That's on daf Tzadi. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have the question, Tadir Umakudish, Eiz Mehem Kodim, which takes precedence, Tadir Umakudish? That's on daf Tzadi Aleph. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have that clay kodesh and big tekun are not repaired or laundered because ain't a nias but makam ashiris? That's on daf peches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have a chatas precedes an ola and even a chatas a oaf precedes an olas behema? That's on daf tzadi. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that the big tekun are mechaper for specific averos? That's on daf peches. Good. Number 7. Which daf do machokes of mechatas which became tameh is able to be matahir? That's on daf Tzadi Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf do discuss what the din is if blood spilled from the neck of a chataza oaf onto the floor of the Azor and one gathered it regarding sprinkling this blood? That's on daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf do milkokas of chatas blood spattered onto animal hide after it was skinned, whether it requires kibbutz? That's on daf Tzadi Dalet. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that kohanim may eat kachim meat however they like, whether it's roasted, overcooked, or cooked? That's on daf Tzadi. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.